When you think of doing time, most people imagine something on a grand scale, like out of the film Shawshank Redemption. But the community jails in Southeast are a little different from that.
Our jail facility here, this is our visitation room. This is our main cell block.
Kelly Swihart, who's Petersburg's chief of police, is showing me a cell block made up of two rooms lodged at the back of the Petersburg police station. He takes me into one of the cells.
There's nobody in this cell. Yeah, we have two steel bunks with some mattresses here, and also over in the corner is a combination unit of a sink and a toilet. It's pretty sparse.
The maximum stay here is 15 days at the moment. After that, an inmate will be transferred to a larger facility in Juneau or Ketchikan. The state troopers are responsible for the transportation of people from community jails. But there are no law enforcement troopers in Petersburg, and Swihart thinks the swingeing cuts to the state troopers' budget will make it difficult for them to move prisoners in good time.
The chain of command at Department of Corrections and Department of Public Safety are really going to have to get together and figure out how they're going to arrange those transports and, you know, get folks out of here.
And he says what makes it extra hard is the Department of Corrections has also slashed the budget for community jails. Petersburg state funding will be cut a further third this year, from $320,000 to $185,000. So Swihart's put in a proposal which would limit the length of stay in Petersburg's jail to 9 days. That would make it even harder for the state troopers to get there on time.
Well, the cuts to the community jails has been a great concern of the Alaska State Troopers.
That's Colonel James Cockrell. He's the director of Alaska State Troopers. He says he's already seeing a backlash from police departments in small communities, as the troopers do not have the budget anymore to act as effectively in moving prisoners.
We are the face of state government, and we're the ones interacting with the local police departments, and we're the ones that's going to have to pick up the backload when they start reducing their services. We're starting to get an adversarial relationship with the small police departments.
And much of the issue here is about maintaining relationships. The Department of Corrections controls the budget for the jails, while the Department of Public Safety deals with the state troopers. Alaska state troopers are being told to cut a further $2.6 million this year, with both agencies making severe cuts. Cockrell says they will have to start to prioritize services.
There might be occasions where we're not going to have the manpower to make a transport, but more likely it'll happen is we'll make the transport and then the trooper won't be able to respond to a call for service.
And this is something that really concerns Kelly Swihart, but he thinks whatever happens, the community jails need to stay open.
The state needs to have a jail here. We need to have that type of facility here in Petersburg. Without that facility, we would have a negative impact on our quality of life and it would negatively impact our public safety.
And for the time being, the jail here is safe. But Swihart says it may not be long before further cuts spell closing time for community jails across the state. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.